eyes and tried to let it pass. With my eyes closed, I saw Kumiko boarding the train with her blouse and skirt in hand. I thought it might be better to vomit, but I did not vomit. I took several deep breaths until the feeling diminished and disappeared altogether.
"Are you okay?"
asked Mei Kasahara. "Yes, I'm okay," I said.
"I made the call,"
she said.
"Told them I was a relative. That's okay, isn't it?"
"Uh-huh."
"This person, Kumiko Okada, that's Mrs. Windup Bird, isn't it?"
"Uh-huh."
"They said she didn't come to work. Today or yesterday. Just took off without a word. It's a real problem for them. She's not the type to do this kind of thing, they said."
"It's true. She's not the type."
"She's been gone since yesterday?"
I nodded.
"Poor Mr. Windup Bird,"
she said. She sounded as if she really did feel sorry for me. She put her hand on my forehead.
"Is there anything I can do?"
"Not now," I said, "but thanks."
"Do you mind if I ask more? Or would you rather I didn't?"
"Go ahead," I said. "I'm not sure I can answer, though."
"Did your wife run away with a man?"
"I'm not sure," I said. "Maybe. It's possible."
"But you've been living together all this time. How can you not be sure?"
She was right. How could I not be sure?
"Poor Mr. Windup Bird,"
she said again.
"I wish I had something to say to help you, but I don't know anything about married life."
I got out of my chair. The effort required to stand was far greater than I would have imagined. "Thanks for everything. You've been a big help. I've got to go now. I should be at home in case word comes. Somebody might call."
"As soon as you get home, take a shower. First thing, okay? Then put on clean clothes. And shave."
"Shave?" I stroked my jaw. It was true, I had forgotten to shave. The thought hadn't crossed my mind all morning.
"The little things are important, Mr. Windup Bird,"
Mei Kasahara said, looking into my eyes.
"Go home and take a good look in the mirror."
"I will," I said.
"Mind if I come over later?"
"Fine," I said. Then I added, "You'd be a great help." Mei Kasahara nodded in silence. At home, I looked at my face in the mirror. It was true. I looked terrible. I got undressed, showered, gave myself a good shampoo, shaved, brushed my teeth, put aftershave lotion on my face, and went to the mirror again for a close examination. A little better than before, it seemed. My nausea was gone. My head was still a little foggy, though. I put on short trousers and a fresh polo shirt. I sat on the veranda, leaning against a pillar and watching the garden while my hair dried. I tried to put the events of recent days in order. First, there was the call from Lieutenant Mamiya. That was yesterday morning? Yes, no doubt about it, yesterday morning. Then Kumiko had left the house. I had zipped up her dress. Then I had found the cologne box. Then Lieutenant Mamiya had come and told me his strange war stories, how he'd been captured by Outer Mongolian troops and thrown into a well. He had left me the keepsake for Mr. Honda, an empty box. Then Kumiko had failed to come home. She had picked up her cleaning that morning by the station and afterwards just disappeared, without a word to her company. So that was what had happened yesterday. I could hardly believe that all that had happened in the course of a single day. It was too much for one day. As I mulled these things over, I began to feel incredibly sleepy. This was not an ordinary kind of sleepiness. It was an intense, even violent sleepiness. Sleep was stripping me of consciousness the way the clothes might be stripped from the body of an unresisting person. I went to the bedroom without thinking, took everything off except my underwear, and got into bed. I tried to look at the clock on the night table, but I couldn't even turn my head. I closed my eyes and instantly fell into a deep, bottomless sleep. In my sleep, I was zipping up Kumiko's dress.